It has been estimated that less than 1% of the human family in 6,000 years of history has been as free as a modern American. That freedom is a precious gift of God through the atonement of His Son, Jesus Christ. Can any man truly exercise his agency if he is not spiritually and politically free? Without freedom, faith is dead. Satan can take no man's freedom away. It has to be self-sacrificed. And when freedom is lost, that man is damned. His eternal progression is stopped. In his wretched misery, there's only one thing Lucifer loves, and that's miserable company. It is a victory for him when any man is chained by sin, but it is a horrific grand sweep when he can damn an entire nation under an oppressive government. Now, my friends, we accept without question our individual need to fight daily for spiritual survival and freedom. Should it surprise us then that nations, too, must be as vigilant and fierce as righteous men? To surrender freedom without a fight is offensive to the God who died granting it. I call you to remember these words, delivered March 23rd, 1775, in Old St. John's Church in Richmond, Virginia. Patrick Henry rose from the third pew and addressed a quavering, indecisive group of men. He said, and I quote, "If we wish to be free, we must fight. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left us. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations. There's no retreat but in submission and slavery. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat it, sir, let it come. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Patrick Henry's speech united that body, and Virginia armed herself for the revolution. The war that spent the blood of patriots in purchasing a freedom that we have enjoyed for over 200 years. That freedom is now, once more, as it has always been, under attack. Whether it is modern gadiantons called terrorists or corrupt men in office, their consummate evil cause is the same: the enslavement of the souls of men. If they can oppress us politically, they can damn us spiritually. Indeed, the commitment of our fathers is the calling of our time, the call to unite in covenants of righteousness under the title of liberty, the call to serve the God of this land, who is Jesus Christ, the call to obey the law, whether constitutional or spiritual, for they are the same. If we answer that call, the power of God will be with us once again, and we will remain a free people. After more than two centuries, it is time, my dear friends, to ask again. why stand we here idle? Is life so sweet, or peace so dear, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery, personal or political? With the thunder of Patrick Henry, may we unitedly raise our voice to the heavens, forbid it, Almighty God. Give us liberty or give us death. God, bless America again.
These are the times that try men's souls. Freedom's cost is high. These are times for brotherhood, for nations to unite. The cry for freedom is heard throughout the land. The spirit of America rises from the crossing of the Delaware to the pains at Valley. From the Constitution signing, the patriot dream lives on. The commitment of our fathers is the calling of our time. God bless America. Secure our liberty, from purple mountain majesty to the amber waves of grain. God bless America. And hear them once again. Amidst the great diversity in this land of liberty, the spirit of America rises. A mighty nation under God, as many faiths unite, the spirit of